In our previous episode, we highlighted the seeming contradiction between the notion that Mashiach himself would build the third Beis HaMikdash or the idea that it would miraculously materialize min ha-shamayim from the heavens. Here's a third possible reconciliation of these two different Torah ideas. The Rebbe suggests that the third Beis HaMikdash might be a conglomeration of both, meaning part would come from heaven and part would be built by humanity. And in fact, it seems that this is almost implicit. And here's why. The Rambam, in the Laws of Beis HaBechira, in which he discusses the concept of Beis HaMikdash, in the first chapter, in the third halacha, tells us that the Beis HaMikdash, the first temple that was built by King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, is explained in detail in the Book of Kings. That's in the sixth chapter. The future Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, he says, is described in great detail in the Sefer of Nevuah of Yechezkel. The thing is, though, the Rambam says that Ezekiel's prophecies, Eino Meforosh Umavor, are not clearly delineated. There are a lot of details that are missing. So on one hand, we have dimensions and exact specifications in the Book of Kings. On the other hand, we have dimensions and specifications, but a lot is missing in the Book of Yechezkel. And because of this, something very interesting happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. They built it on the foundations and according to the specifications of the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech, and they tried to incorporate the details, me'ein dvarim, similar or in the image of the things described in the Book of Yechezkel. For example, the Kesef Mishnah tells us that in the second Beis HaMikdash, there were four lishakos, so four different areas cordoned off in the Ezras Nashim, an additional courtyard that was added in front of the Ezras Yisrael. Another detail that's highlighted is additional doors, smaller doors entering the Heichal. And finally, we have this idea that's described in the Kiryas Melech of the actual doors looking different. Kesef Mishnah also tells us that the Mizbeach, the altar in the second Beis HaMikdash, was significantly enlarged as per the instructions in the Book of Ezekiel. Now here's the thing. If Hashem wants us to build the third Beis HaMikdash in a precise or specific way, He would have to give us the exact instructions. But as we've seen, the instructions aren't exact. And so the Rebbe reasons, it's perfectly logical to say that the third Beis HaMikdash will be built as per the instructions of the Book of Yechezkel of Ezekiel, but at the same time, the things that are not mafurish or mavur, the things are not clearly delineated and explained, well, that will have to come from heaven. And in this way, we have a third Beis HaMikdash that brings heaven and earth together. Each one has its virtues and its qualities, forming the perfect and eternal Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt speedily and in our days. Amen.